Ladies and gentlemen, we have a show for you tonight. God damn it. I'm Owen, the captain of this shit ship. You are listening to the Oh No Radio Show. And with me tonight, I've got a full room of scumbaggery, I can already tell. Ladies and gentlemen, Ty is in the studio. How you doing, buddy?
Hello!
Tom's hanging out in the corner as well.
Hey, what's up?
I am glad to be here. It's a good night.
It is a good night.
Yeah, it's got a good vibe already.
There was a solar eclipse earlier tonight.
Really?
There was?
I think so. My eyes say yes.
What's your body saying?
My body's saying no. Okay. With us tonight, we have a very special guest in studio. All the way from across town.
Woo.
I don't know where you live at all, so I'm just making that up. Stand-up comedian, and I don't know if you say you're a host of a podcast or
yeah,
whatever you are.
Talk.
Host, we'll say.
Coming up, right?
Yeah. We'll turn you up here.
Here we go.
There it is. You're fucking on. I forget that mic's not as good as
he hates
these.
That seat.
I would forget me too. Don't worry about it.
It's all good, ladies and gentlemen. Stand-up comedian and we'll say talker on. Let me see if I can get this right. Stand Up Close and Personal podcast.
Boom.
Shaboom. Clay Robertson is in studio.
Hello.
I got your whole name right, too. Jesus Christ.
Yeah, it's a difficult one.
Yeah.
It's got all those syllables.
It's got all those syllables. I've always wondered about the name Clay, though.
Really? Before I even came in this room?
Before, yeah, because it was a new name.
Always?
I'm originally from the UK, and when I moved over, I encountered a lot of new names. A lot of Bronsons, and because I'm Osceola County.
Bronson?
A lot of Bronsons.
Some
and
of
like,
that Bronson action. I guess.
Did he have like a twisty mustache and shit?
I knew some.
Monocle?
I don't know, just a lot of names like Lance. I never heard Lance before.
Lance. Well, the story behind my name is my parents wanted to make it difficult for me to grow up. I don't. The only thing I know the story behind was. My brother's name is fucking irrelevant. Actually, I don't know why I said that. I don't know. I was going to be Clay or Tyler. I really think it was going to be
Tyler. That's a good name.
I really think it was Clay or Tyler. And
I approve.
The only thing I know, I think I saw on a fucking like tarot card or some bullshit or Native American medicine card, it means like man of the earth or whatever. I don't really.
Well, Clay. Yeah. I mean, it's. Yeah. I always. Yeah. I think of Clay as
we've
like
done this
dirt.
Before, but. I'm a layer of tiles. I don't know if you know that.
That's right.
Really?
You're a layer of tiles.
Tyler.
You're just named after dirt.
Yep.
And we're Robertson. Like, Robert's son, is that where that comes from? Is that where all those names come from?
Fucking boring and Scottish. That's Robert the Bruce. If you fucking go back in paperwork, I'm to the Braveheart guy who beats up his father with leprosy.
Oh, see, you got some.
Scene.
You got
you
some,
lie!
Oh,
I thought I sensed some Celtic blood
going on. And then people don't ever believe me, but I am, I would consider myself more Italian. Than Scottish, because my mother's side is all Italian.
I don't believe you, right?
See, yeah.
I don't believe you.
The only reason I know
you.
Is I've seen him cook a couple times. It's,
oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
He's got the touch.
Terror in the kitchen.
So before we get going, though, honestly, like, tell us a little bit about your show. I want to know.
About the old stand up close and personal.
Yeah, please.
All right. If, we are out of Orlando, Florida, that I'm sure your loyal listeners are aware of. But I have been doing stand up comedy for 4 years this past August, so 4 years and a couple months. And me and a couple buddies, Nick Pupo and Tom Feeney, who are my fellow stand up comics and friends, we basically were like, hey, everyone who's a comic and shitty wants to do a podcast, so why don't we do that? And the whole. I guess aim of it. The first 10 are real rough, I think, and then we finally made it a goal to actually, if we can, have like I don't want to say a theme, but at least be a little more organized per episode.
Okay.
And so it's just basically I would say stand up comedy centric, where we talk about past shows, shit that happened at shows, because there's always some fucking bullshit asshole who's drunk over here, or a bachelorette party that's right there, or you're at a fucking open mic where somebody's like, why would you talk about Jesus like that? And so it's always, you know, you can't write real life. So there's a bunch of fucking wacky shit that, and we go out every night. So there's a bunch of shit that happens.
Nice. You honestly do. You go out every single night?
When I, if I'm not, I do take the occasional night off, sure. But there is every night of the week in town, you can do stand-up comedy in Orlando.
That's really cool.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Really cool. And he just bounced from like open mic to open
mic.
Yeah,
man. It's like there's a couple nights where you can double dip, but more often than not, you just fucking, it sucks when you know, well, don't be a newbie in stand-up comedy because it sucks. Good thing is like just being as I've been doing it for a while and consistent, it's a little easier to be like, hey, man, can I get up? Can I get a spot? Mm-hmm. Because much like a fucking movie, stand-up comedy, you can't have a fucking, or a podcast or whatever, you can't have like a fucking, unless you're Joe Rogan, like a 4-hour show. Life of it just doesn't last.
It's a lot of material.
Yeah, it's a lot of people asking people to like say yes repeatedly. It's to, like often not good stand up.
Absolutely. And I feel that. Yes, I definitely feel that way with podcasts. There's a window for sure that, you're right. It's too long. It's too short. I mean, there are some great, really short podcasts, but they leave you wanting more sometimes.
Right.
I like the hour and a half long. Personally, I think an hour and a half is usually around where ours fall. If you're really on to something, then you fucking go with it because fucking fun, you know? At the end of the day, I'm not getting paid much from this at all.
Wait, you're getting paid?
You guys didn't sign the release to get the receipt?
Well, this is the first time.
I have receipts.
Oh, good, yeah. Are you doing mileage?
I got the check from the internet one time that said, good job.
Oh, that's a good check to get.
Yeah, no, it wasn't as big as I would have hoped. Yeah. Remember I got that $100 donation?
Yeah, man. Yeah.
Or the mystery donator?
From the mystery donator.
Whoever you are.
We know who she is.
You think
it's a woman?
I don't know. Probably.
Ooh. The plot thickens on that one.
I would get a little more, fantasy with it, thinking it's somebody cool.
Might just be Craigslist killer.
Not a woman.
That has more,
somebody cool, but not a woman.
Expendable money to give. Sticker wise.
By the way, if you do want to give us a call or like join the chat room, but if you're not,
just Ty's on it.
Yeah. Ty's in there.
He's all up in that chat room.
You can do that, or you can call. Give us a call at 3-2-1-8-6. 3-2-1-3-3-2-0-1-8-6 or Skype us.
He'll say
Oh No Radio Show.
Skype it up.
That was like synchronized podcasting right there. That shit, you guys just clicked in. That was some Twilight Zone shit.
It gets really weird a lot of the times too. It gets like goes to a really demonic dark place.
Why
with
is it all foggy in here? What happened? Where's that steam coming from?
I don't know. I told you my landlord. He doesn't take care of the place.
Beeping? What happened?
You didn't see the Cradle of Filth poster in there?
I want to make Clay aware that we play video clips on the show. We usually have a few of the random things I find throughout the week, and feel free to pipe up. And
I've seen in this one.
Yeah, you've seen this one already?
I'm on that Reddit, so I've seen in this one.
Yeah, this one was new today. What did you think of it before we even play it? You got good things to say or bad things to say?
I will say that you know what this made me think of? This made me think of the woman who, the newscaster, who quit her job.
And smoked the J.
Because this is also a female employee and also of the black persuasion.
Okay.
And so
this is like the new
thing. So I don't
want
to say, I don't know. I just think it was like either like an homage or she was like, I'm going to quit anyway. And then, obviously it takes a turn though. It does.
It absolutely takes a turn.
So
it not only does that, I mean, you set it up pretty well, but it reminds me of the scene in, what's the movie? Dave Chappelle.
Days of Confused?
No.
Half-Baked?
Half-Baked, yeah.
Oh, Days of Confused. Fuck you.
Oh, you're cool. I'm out. Idiot. Like, there was
the Jim or Brewer scene there in the store.
Yeah.
No, that's fucking,
it was Cuban.
I never remember his name.
I don't either.
I don't feel bad.
So check it out. She's a tour guide on one of these, like, double-decker buses in San Francisco.
She's on the top deck.
And she's on the top deck. She's
upper decking.
She's upper decking.
All these people walking down the street every day. I can't even get home at night. Fuck your preschools and your little preschoolers making all that noise at 6 a.m. when I was trying to live here. Fuck your salons. Fuck your little herb gardens. Fuck your little seafood fucking markets with your turtles and your frogs inside, okay? Okay, and when you come to America, you got to assimilate a little bit. And here in America, we don't eat.
It's about there. Wow. Right? Yeah, I mean, it's about here.
I thought there was going to be some build up to that. It went right into
America. It's an immediate left turn.
Get out of here.
And they're in Chinatown, if I didn't say that already. They're in Chinatown going through.
Oh, you squinty eyes.
Eating your turtles. Like, some of the things frogs. She said are fucking hilarious. Just listen to this chick go.
Turtles and frogs, okay? But they gotta bring that here to America, okay? There's a limit, okay? You gotta assimilate a little bit, Chinatown. Fuck your laundry hanging out the windows. Fuck your three or four people inside 25th each hour. One of your little Eskimos. Okay, fuck your noise. Fuck your parades. Fuck your dragons. Fuck this shit. Fuck Chinatown.
Fuck
okay?
your dragons.
Fuck your dragons.
Fuck your dragons. That's where she takes a turn for me. I mean, I'm Welsh. I respect those dragons, my friend.
I need some auto-tune in the news to fucking
take
this down.
Yeah, right? It's
going to
take it down.
It's happening.
It'll be fantastic. Because it's already like...
It's already half-made.
It's already... And fantastic, by the way. I mean, she is Looney Tunes. Like, she is definitely... Like, I don't know if it's like part adrenaline, part crazy, but she's definitely... out of her mind.
I would love to just see like a face of a person on that bus right now. Just you're seeing backs of heads, but the actual reactions of people must be fantastic.
In the description of the article where this comes from, it was that this came from a German, some German tourists. Like, I just kind of imagine it, like, to see it through their eyes a little bit.
And this is when they're clapping.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Okay, but I want you guys to know I'm horse tail and your fucking ginseng. Fuck your little hair salons where nobody in there knows how to fucking speak English. Fuck this bullshit. Fuck your Chinatown gates. Fuck your little BART stop.
Now, is she or is she not? I haven't found conclusive evidence. Is she or is she not holding a 40 right now?
I can't. It's so far away, I can't really make it out.
Yeah, I don't know.
Inconclusive. Enhanced.
It's weird because it feels almost like an act in a way, but it's also just so all over the place. Like, you said it too. Like, is she going to, does she doesn't like quit at the end of this, right? I mean, obviously, she probably got fucking fired, but.
She was working before
but
this.
But I'm saying,
though,
but you kind of said there's this feel of like, I don't know, man. Like, not like a setup, but like premeditated.
I definitely think the racist rant, I'm sure she was going to say something. Yeah, and I think once she, just got, once she just got going and no one gave her the hook,
that
I think she was just
came
like,
out of nowhere.
She's like, I got to riff the rest of this fucking hatred.
Oh, my God.
But it's just, it seems to me that it's like the thing that makes me believe it's not an act is because she's really fucking racist.
Yeah, she's not holding any punches. That's for sure.
I mean, with Owen,
sure.
We can kind of guess a little bit here and there. Well, you know, you ride the gray lines, just a little bit.
It's all jokes.
Very thin line with Owen.
Fuck off.
With her
building here, which is fucking up traffic.
I
want to
hear more of her hate speech.
Neighborhood, okay. Fuck your Chinatown gates. Fuck your jade. Nobody
your
wears
jade.
Jade
fuck
anymore.
Your jade.
Fuck your knockoff ass purses and your knockoff ass fucking suitcases and your t-shirts. Fuck you. Fuck you, Chinatown. All right. Okay. We have
now the passengers though on this bus are a little. I think they're getting a little scared.
Is way cleaner, way better restaurants, not as many people. This is a horrible place to live. If you're considering moving to San Francisco, although this is the cheapest neighborhood, do not live here. I have learned my lesson. These people wake you up at 6 in the morning. They make all
she's got a bone to pick
with
Chinatown.
Okay, there's too many of them out
she's
here.
She's drinking
okay,
something.
You can't see it now, but during the day,
it looks phody-ish.
Just to walk down these streets
it's
is like
not quite
40
size,
traffic.
But it's...
It is ridiculous. Okay?
Fuck could be
Chinatown.
Bum wine.
Is it rosé? Yeah, they like rosé.
In the tunnel at the end of the video.
Yeah, she's totally chugging something.
It's rosé.
It's dessert wine.
It's definitely bum wine.
Wow.
Hey, man. Wow. I guess she had a platform, and she used it.
Yeah,
it was her soapbox.
Those German tourists or whatever. I mean, thank God they caught it.
Whatever, they had Hitler, so what are they
Yeah, how
say?
Come there isn't any other videos
yeah,
of
you,
that?
You
know what
feel
I mean?
Like
yeah,
everyone
that's true.
On the bus at
everyone
that
probably
point,
has some kind of phone
would have been
on their
pulling
camera.
It out at some
I wonder if it was fucking white guilt because there was definitely some fair-haired girl that you could see the backup. I wonder if they're just like, "Oh, we've put them in chains. We can't videotape this now."
It was probably a
but
bus.
But the German dude was
it
just
was, no,
like,
"I tell you what, it was probably
less than
a bus of Germans." Because they do those tour groups.
It could be just straight up
it
Germans.
It could be straight up Germans.
That'd be awesome.
Oh, that makes even more sense.
And they were the only ones. figured it out.
She's like, they can be easily swayed.
Yeah, and that's why she chose that very moment. She's like, they can identify with my racism. They're German.
Yeah. She's getting up there in the Fourth Reich.
I like that fucking puzzle piecing because that makes way more sense how she's not pulling any punches and getting hammered. Like, the fucking, they have a whole month just dedicated to drinking in Germany.
Exactly. They'll be down with this. That makes perfect. God damn it. Now I don't like the video quite as much. I don't know why, but I don't.
I do.
I don't know. Well, dude, fuck your jade.
Fuck your jade.
And your dragons. And your turtles.
She must have lived there and had a really bad experience.
Oh, yeah. She's just fucking goddamn Chinese people.
Six in the fucking morning.
Goddamn Orientals. Apparently, you can't say that.
Oriental?
Well, apparently that's food or like furniture. That's not people's.
Oriental.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
I like to consider myself a connoisseur of racial slurs, and I heard one that I did not know recently.
Wow.
Coolie.
A coolie.
A coolie. And who would be a coolie?
Let's guess. Let's go around the room.
Oh, this has been explained. I can't remember it, though.
What do you think it is? It
could be a slightly racist British person that likes America.
I feel like it has island connotations.
Yeah, it feels like something... I don't know. He's like someone from the UK?
Yeah, probably.
Drop it, brother. Drop it.
Probably.
A coolie. And the reason why I bring it up, it was right there in front of you the whole time. It's a fucking slang for a Chinaman, which is also a fucking preferred nomenclature, dude.
Yeah.
A Chinese person.
What up, Chinaman?
That was brought about during the fucking Transcontinental Railroad when the fucking Chinese were building from the Pacific towards the, you know, west to east to connect the Transcontinental Railroad. They were called coolies.
Do you know why?
And I do not know because I was talking to a buddy of mine who I was like, dude, I fucking brought this up. I was like, I don't get that word because he was talking about a joke, blah, 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 because he's trying to do fucking something racist about Transcontinental Railroad, how we got into it. But a coolie, and I didn't get a chance to finish it since the show was starting, la, 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 la.
Right.
But I've never heard that one before. You know, it's a great clip.
Coolie.
Oh, fuck, I don't want to fucking hijack what you got, but if you do watch Boardwalk Empire, y'all watch Boardwalk Empire?
Yeah.
Boardwalk Empire.
I don't.
There is a character, his name's Jip Rossetti, and at one fucking, I just looked it up because it's hilarious, he goes around the room and he just insults everybody at like New Year's Eve.
Yeah,
he's like,
you're
just a fucking breadstick in a bow tie. Why don't you sit in the fucking quarters, short pants? You goddamn kike. Like, he just goes around and shuts down everybody.
Nice.
With, like, individual, like, he pinpoints insulting them via their race. It's just fucking good writing. Just great writing.
Yeah. I mean, we do have it easy as four white guys, really. What is there?
There's Whitey,
there's Cracker, there's... And Cracker's not even necessarily...
No, I do a joke about that, for Grace's sake.
Do you?
Oh,
yeah. I mean, we got it pretty laid back. Duncan, a usual member of this show.
Another cracker.
Perfect cracker, yeah.
He had not heard the term nip before.
Oh,
he had never come across it.
Is that World War II shit?
I
could. I'm into him so much, I'll pinpoint the decade.
That's like, badass.
That's why I
gotta
get.
That was Saigon slang.
That's why I gotta look up coolie.
Some North Vietnam shit.
Coolie. Never
that's
heard
fucking
before.
Awesome. Coolie.
Now,
Coolie High Harmony. That's all I can think about.
Moonface. I think Moonface is a good one.
Oh,
that's a good one.
Yeah, Moonface. I like that one. Because I also, when I came across that, I was like, oh, that's great.
Wonder when they're going to start making up new ones, you know? I mean, a lot of like new shit's happening now.
Waiting for the new turn of racial
slurs.
We
need some new ones, yeah.
Oh, God. I just remembered. You ever heard the John Prine song, Chinatown?
No.
No.
See, I know I had it at some point in my life, so I'm just going to check
it. It's in your racist playlist.
Yeah.
My eyes have seen the glory of the trampling of the zoo.
Yep, there it is, right where you said. Now check this song out. You got to just hear the first... Hang on. Do you hear what he said?
I heard barbecue.
Well, the people are yellow and... hang on.
Yellow people?
Kind of rides.
It's a great song. Well, the Mooney is a yellow and the people are too.
Oh.
They roll eggs on a barbecue.
Damn.
He was feeling kind of cocky with a head full of sake. It was dragons, black cats, and blue. There's a really good one in here. Oh, yeah, that's what it was. Got a slant, a sideways hickey from a slant-eyed chicky down in Chinatown.
Oh, all right.
Yeah.
Some good jams.
Yeah.
Who's that?
Just reminded me of all of our China.
Who that is?
Who that is?
It's John Prine, yo.
Ooh.
It's John Prine.
Prine, like P-R-I-N-E?
Yeah, you never heard of him?
No.
Oh, John Prine. John Prine is great, man.
Wow.
It's a kind of like a alt-y country, but like he dates back. Like, John Prine's had a career for years and years and years. I'll educate you on some John Prine as time goes on. But, no, he did some time over there. He was a veteran and everything, too. So
he's seen some shit?
Yeah, he's seen some shit, and he sings a lot. Like, this stuff, this is probably a bad example, but he's got so many, like, of these, like, little racial pokes just throughout all of his, like, stuff. And it's, I mean, honestly, it's just real, though. It's what they were going through at that time.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it's what that generation was, and it's authentic, if nothing.
It's how they talk to each other. If there are servicemen and shit over there, it's how they talk to each other.
Well, and that's why I get pissed at people that got pissed at, like, things like Django or you know, make a big deal out of the racism, and like, in a film that's trying to be somewhat authentic to the period. Like,
I think that's actually why I didn't really like 12 Years a Slave.
I still haven't seen that one, and everyone's told I should see it.
I just don't care about all the slavery anymore, man. We're
well,
over
we're
that.
White. We're not gonna.
Also, there's no like escapism in that kind of stuff. Like, Tarantino's got this whole like kind of fantastic, over-the-top element.
Yeah, but they were dropping
it
with
the genre,
right?
And the time period.
In that time period, they were dropping M-bombs left and right, right?
Oh, yeah, it was part of the
but of course.
Speech, yeah.
Yeah, so to do that movie, and he got so much shit over that, but to do that movie, you have to do that.
When I was in the movie theater and like Django takes out the whole fucking plantation, the black people in the theater started cheering and shit.
Yeah,
I swear to Christ, man, I was laughing.
That's
so
fantastic,
hard.
Though.
I was
know?
Laughing. I was like, this shit's cultural. This shit, right. They are still bitter at that shit.
What I'm about to drop on you guys is possibly my best web find of all time.
Oh, I wow. Hope, saved hope. It for this show?
Well, you've.
Is
I,
it the
I,
one?
I, it's the one.
All right.
I mean, it makes Ty upset, and it makes all of us upset, but it all makes right. all of us also smile just a little bit. Okay. Right. This right here, I'm going to introduce you guys to the Chicken Club.
Oh, man.
All right. And not the sandwich.
All right.
Yeah, Chicken
Now
Club.
This is real. This is real. We got some
Moves.
We got some moves.
You gotta say no, 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 no to drugs. I want to be in the Chicken Club. You gotta say no, 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 no to drugs. I want to be in the Chicken Club.
All right, pause. Give me a pause.
No. Okay.
So you've all been introduced to the awesomeness that is his voice. If,
uh-huh.
if we weren't watching anything, I could get behind this. All right, you gotta say no to drugs. You just you gotta be positive. Drugs are bad. Okay, but upon watching it, can we all describe the guy first?
Yeah, he's got a definite look.
Okay. All right, let me get a good screen. All right, it's a little
That's
right.
pretty good. That doesn't matter. He's got kind of the... there's a mullet involved that we're not seeing. There's a little mullet.
He's like on the swings, maybe. Or I don't know if that's like psychologically skewing. Here's what I'm thinking. Like,
Let's not talk about where he is.
No,
just talk about how he looks.
Okay, well, based on the clothing, can we also incorporate the three background dancers?
Because
they have skids in like fucking British Knights or some shit on.
Yes.
Okay. Based on... based on the wardrobe and how it shot, I think this is no later than fucking, 91, 92.
It
probably
can't be any later.
So somewhere in there. However, the reason why I say that is because the man singing No to Drugs, he looks like a, I guess.
Goddamn pedophile.
Yeah, but
he
looks like a pedophile, but like in the 70s, if you live like next door to a gay guy and your
right.
family's like, he touches children. Because he's kind of clean cut. aside from his giant part on the side of his head.
Well, he's got a good molestache, I'll say that.
The collared shirt is just bringing it all together.
Oh, he's so gangly. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
This guy might be my
It's like anorexic
father.
Gumby. It's fucking bad.
I want to be in the Chicken Club. You gotta say no, 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 no to drugs. Yeah. I want to be in the Chicken Club. You gotta say no, 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 no to drugs. I want to be in the
sick moves, bro.
Club.
Getting down.
You gotta say no, no, no.
And they got
no
a chicken.
I bet you it's him in the chicken.
Oh, yeah.
I hope it is. So. He probably owns that as well.
You mean sleeps in?
If someone tells with these children.
Wow, finally to some fucking lyrics.
Tell them I don't need them. I don't want to be a fool. I've got something way down deep inside of me. I got myself. That's okay with me.
What?
You gotta say no, no.
He's got
no,
himself deep
no,
inside.
He's actually a rock and roll bad boy because he's not allowed within 500 yards of that schoolyard.
I know he hopped the fence to make the music.
That's, dude. So we didn't address. He is in a fucking playground.
A total playground.
And the whole video is getting creative shots around the playground equipment while this rapist is fucking hanging out in it.
With young boys, nonetheless.
With young boys.
That are dancing very happily.
I want to be in the chicken club.
Dude, no drugs and like creepy dude's dick in my butt.
This is definitely one of those where are they now moments. Like, what is this guy doing? Is he dead? Is he still alive?
Chicken club.
You can say no, no, no.
Gonna do it.
His fucking finger.
I want to be in the chicken club.
His haircut, you're right, is probably the worst thing on planet Earth.
No, 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 no to drugs. I want to
it's very unsettling. Oh. Wow.
That's a gif waiting to be made. That last fucking shot right there where he was just like affirming that he, if you didn't believe that he wanted to be the chicken clump by singing it, the look on his face said it all. Is this like the bridge?
Dancing,
this is the outro,
dancing.
I think.
It's all shot in some like weird frame rate and shit. It's all fucking strange. What? I could just see them like hopping the fence with a high 8 camera and like the chicken suit, like to get it peeled off before the cops came.
Here's another fun one. What part of the country do you think that was shot in?
Middle America.
Ooh.
Arkansas.
It just seems very weirdly
or Iowa.
Religious undertones.
Yeah, yeah. Somewhere not Midwestern-y, more like
the chicken club. I get it now. Oh, you'd be called a chicken if you didn't do drugs.
Is that where you think
But it's cool to be in the chicken club.
But it's cool to be in the chicken club.
But it's cool to be in the chicken club. Because they he
you're
he
now
wants
just getting it too.
You know, come on.
Well, what's your undertone to it?
No, I'm in the same boat as you guys. I figured it
he cleaned the blood off his chicken costume and was like, let's make a music video about this.
You know, people called me a chicken when I was young, but I just decided to inspire myself.
And it's weird that he's got that persona, and I bet they would like cut and he'd just be a jerk to everybody.
Yeah.
You're ruining this.
You seen this one? You're a Reddit guy.
Hey, yo.
This one, This one will make you smile a little bit because there's so many videos out there of cops
much of that one.
As cops in justice, right?
Yeah, getting justice to them?
Well, sometimes.
Cops don't do much justice anymore.
No. They don't. And that's why it's nice to see when citizens call them out on their bullshit.
Nice.
Make them apply to some
citizens'
rules.
Arrest.
Yep, this guy did exactly that. This one's been floating around the internet.
Just flag this officer over. I want to make sure his unmarked car is legal.
Yes, sir.
Afternoon, sir.
How are you?
Good. Hey, the reason I stopped you today is because I saw this car was unmarked. Is this a registered unmarked vehicle for undercover work, or? Okay, you're not allowed to have patrol cars that are unmarked. Are you aware of that under Washington State RCW?
I'd have to look it up, but.
Yeah, you really should do that. So there's no market, there's no indication on this car. Mm-hmm. Okay, what's your name? Canfield?
Deputy Canfield.
Okay, Deputy Canfield. Can I see some ID?
Can you see some ID of
yes.
me?
Yeah, I need to make sure that you're... No, you need to prove... You're driving an unmarked vehicle, so I need to make sure you're actually a police officer and that you have the authority to be driving this vehicle because you seem to be kind of doing something that's clearly in violation of Washington state law. So I just want to make sure you are who you say you are, okay?
Okay. Well, Mr. Sutton, I'm not going to play the game with you.
This isn't a game. It's called law. Okay. Yeah. So can I see some ID and maybe license, registration, proof of insurance, sir?
No, I'm not going to show you that. Yeah, this is my ID right here.
That's not ID, sir. Well, if I showed you a badge, if you stopped me, would you take that as ID? Come on. Let's be reasonable. Anybody can have a patch, sir.
Okay, what about...
is it a big deal for you to show me some ID just so I can make sure?
I can show it to you.
That'd be cool. That's all I want.
If you haven't gathered what it's all about, basically, yeah we're doing... It's undercover cop, almost. Guy in an unmarked car. He's not undercover. It's police officer in an unmarked car. Patrolling the streets, admitting he's pulling people over in this unmarked car, which is completely against the rules of this particular county.
Mm-hmm.
The police officer is refusing to show him ID because, there's a lot of reasonable questions that come into play with that. And it's nice to see this guy actually fucking, you know, the cop, you could see he's irritated.
Oh, yeah, he's busting his fucking balls
he's
with a camera in his face.
He's busting balls with a camera in his face.
That's my balls,
he's pissed.
He's totally pissed, yeah.
We'll see it. Go on.
I just like to make sure. Kenfield GT51, can I see?
Yeah, you can see it. You're not going to hold it in your hand, though.
Okay, let me just get a close look at it there. That's
fine. Touch my
Does
shit.
That match this?
That looks legit to me. I appreciate it. I do. Mm-hmm. I really do.
Driver's license?
You got a driver's license, too. I appreciate it.
I do.
I appreciate the cooperation. Are you stopping people in this vehicle?
Yeah, I am.
Okay, it's completely in violation of Washington state law, and you are culpable in that, the way the law is written? So you've admitted that you are in violation of Washington state law and that you are stopping people
Dick.
In this vehicle. So what I'm going to encourage you to do, I'm not going to write you up today. What I am going to encourage you to do
expression is hysterical, though. As soon as the citizen says to the cop, I'm not going to write you up today.
See, now because I am fucking ignorant to all forms of law.
Right.
I wonder, because this guy seems to know his shit. I wonder what he would do if he could write him up. Because there's such a thing as citizen's arrest. Yeah. I know that. I don't know how you pull that off.
I think what he says in this in a little bit is that he has the ability to get his like sheriff down because of the situation.
Gotcha.
Like he can bring in, legally bring in. I think that's what he's implying. Maybe you can help.
Take this car back. I know you're smiling, but we the citizens do have a right to hold you guys accountable. If I'm in open violation of the law, I mean, I could call a sheriff out here and demand that you be written up for this because you are in open violation of Washington state RCWs. Okay. So I just want you to talk to the sheriff about it. There's a problem with this in Soap Lake as well. And this is why I'm bringing
you
this up lately.
See the cops smirk.
I really want you guys
too.
To be aware of this. I want you to follow along. Do you understand the safety concern? I mean, let's say my daughter's, it's 12 o'clock at night. My daughter's out driving around. And she doesn't drive yet, but you get the idea. And she gets stopped by what is supposedly a police officer, but there's no markings whatsoever. And that's one of the main reasons you should not be stopping people in a car that's unmarked, because that's when the safety concern really comes in. Somebody doesn't know if they're being stopped by a police officer. So understand that every time you stop somebody in this car, you are in violation of Washington state law. And you can't do that. So if we see you stopped in this car, and have doing patrol stops in this car, we're going to have a problem because it's illegal. If you continue doing this,
I kind of hate them both too. But the ball's on the citizen. I mean, he's one of these guys that's doing it. I guarantee you, he's got a fucking show like mine. He's going out. You know what I mean? He's going out and getting the content, and he's going out and like he's doing this for justice. You know, he's probably doing it for all the wrong reasons. You know?
More unlikely.
there's another good one. It reminds me. It's up in like Maine, I think. And this guy is walking around. He's got a fucking like revolver on his hip, and it's like open carry. And he gets stopped by one officer, and he starts doing basically what this guy is, which is like verbatim saying the laws and statutes which allows him to do this. So he's like, "How about you call, you know, whoever is above you?" So when the guy shows up, who's the sergeant or whatever the fuck it is in the rankings, the guy is just like, "Blah blah blah blah." Blah, 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 statute. And the other guy's just like, yeah, you're right. You're free to go. And part of me thinks it's like he didn't want to deal with the bullshit.
Yeah.
But the other part of me is like, How fucking awesome is that? That you are able to, basically, they use whatever is on the books to fuck you over. So if you
know smart
their
enough,
shit, yeah,
you can
yeah.
fuck them.
You can
over
do
just
whatever the fuck you want. Fucking Ted Bundy, serial killer. He fucking got married in court during his trial because of an obscure law in Florida that says if you declare awesome. You're getting married in the presence of a judge, boom, you're married. So right in the middle of him being tried for murder, he gave a big fuck you
wow.
to everybody because he got yeah, married awesome. Right in the middle of this shit.
Wow.
I remember
who's
that
the
story.
Fucking psychopath that marries Ted Bundy, though?
She was fucking hot, bro. What, I do her.
Was she?
I can't. She was some
great
taste. She was some fucking Looney Tune.
She was into it.
Well, that guy's got some big old balls. I mean,
she was a cutter, though.
This guy that's on this video here?
Well, yeah, but it is borderline a little bit. I mean, look, it's great that you kind of stuck it to a cop. I feel like cops are just kind of the all-around villains nowadays. That's cool, but at some point with that guy, it's like, all right, we know you're cool. And
yeah,
I feel like even though I don't want to be on the cop's side, it's like I feel the cop's frustration too. It's like you're making a show out of this. Like you proved your point. I get
what
it.
I'm saying,
he's still going to be probably a cop and not do anything about it, though.
Like, all right, guy.
Yeah.
See you later.
I mean, because
I'll still be here.
Well, at the end of the day, there's nothing more with this clip, really. But no, at the end of the day, what's frightening about the whole thing is if they do want to just not deal with it, they can.
Yeah.
Because they're the cops. They can, like, do this all day long. They can do shit like this.
Until they're held accountable
for it. Because
there
is only, like, a guy, one or two guys out there that are saying anything about it. Otherwise, it's just leave them alone and whatever. And they take liberties. We've known them to do this before. And that sort of stuff pisses me the fuck off. So I don't know what the call to arms is here. I'm not saying there's one. I'm just saying, you know, I'm an advocate, honestly, and Clay, I don't know if you do this or I haven't had the chance to really do this yet, but the next time if I'm pulled over, the cell phone is coming out and it's on the passenger seat recording.
You know what's funny? I was thinking about actually next time when I get pulled over, not that I have the time, but I was thinking if it does, I'm going to do that shit where I'm putting, because I've read because I drive not well sometimes. take that as you will. But they were saying like don't have your fucking ID out and ready, because that makes it like that's almost like insulting to cops. But they said put your fucking car in park and put the hazard lights on and put your keys like on the fucking dash. And keep your hands, obviously, on the wheel. But the next time I get fucking pulled over, I'm going to fucking put my hands on the wheel. Whenever they say, roll down the window, and be like, my hands are on the wheel. I am going to reach into my pocket and get my wallet. Is that okay? Like, not even.
I want you to acknowledge.
Yeah, all this shit. Even like we're talking about being white and how we have the white privilege and everything. Every time I've been pulled over for speeding and shit, every time it's like, I don't even think about it. If I'm going for my wallet, they have their fucking hand on their gun. Like, as they're trained to, but you know what I mean? It's like everything that's going on now, it's like, I just don't want to be like, dude, why are you nervous? Because you're a fucking cop.
Because you're a cop.
Because you're a cop, man.
Because they kind of want to see you fall into line with obeying, really. It's like, and all the experiences I've had with that situation, too. Like, it's just like, the minute you wrestle their feathers or step out of line, it just gives them intrusion into how they can fuck you, you know? And you see it, you know? And that's scary. You give them an inch, they're going to fucking come in and fuck you up.
Fuck you up.
Yeah, man.
Guys, I gotta do my product.
Yeah.
You know, every
week. Where's your theme song for the product?
I don't have a theme song yet for the product.
Also,
before the
product job, I just want to say Craigslist's calling out Ted Bundy. Saying,
Craigslist?
Yeah, Craigslist. He taught Bundy everything he knows.
Right? So how old is Craigslist? Like 60-something years old?
He's probably pretty old.
All right.
Makes sense.
I'm guessing, yeah.
All right, cool. Yeah.
Do we know his race? Have we guessed that yet?
Craigslist?
Yeah.
He's a coolie.
He's a coolie.
Goddamn coolie.
Could be a goddamn coolie.
You a coolie, Craigslist.
An old
Puerto Rican.
Coolie.
He's a Puerto Rican, bro.
Now, Clay, I haven't explained this to you very well yet.
Hit me.
I fucking love products, man. I love products. I love things that are innovative. I love, last week, wasn't it the Air Umbrella? I had the Air Umbrella recently. I've had all sorts of jack off products on my show.
You're like the scumbag Jack LaLanne.
Actual master.
But I like products. I like to put my own endorsement on possible Kickstarters or things. I don't put any money into it. I just like to say that, hey, I like this. I'm very fond of this idea. And this one, guys, I think you can all relate to. Because this is the dream that we've all had since our youths.
Right.
When we're talking back to the motherfucking future shit that we never thought would happen. But I think a company has finally figured out a way to, yes, develop a hoverboard.
It did happen.
And here we go. This is the very inspirational video for their Kickstarter that you guys really need to see because it changed my life.
You're going to donate?
All right. Oh, all the proceeds from the show now go to hoverboard.
He's using a glue gun without adult supervision. Already I'm against this product.
Here we go. We got a little kid. He's dreaming. He took the wheels off his tech deck there.
Yeah. Tech.
Yeah. Since when did fucking Superman ride a fucking skateboard?
Yeah. He should be using the Silver Surfer.
Thank
for
you.
Fucking Christ
I'm kind of pissed off about this.
Very good. Very good. But he's hot glued his Superman figure to the. He's taking the trucks and wheels off the tech deck, and now he's got his Superman figure glued to it. And now, you know, he's dreaming. He's dreaming. And he's like, Dad, you're a scientist. Build me this shit. And Dad's like, your figure is stupid. But okay, I'll build you a hoverboard.
All right.
And it was as easy as we're seeing it right now.
Oh, soldering technology.
We used a micrometer.
Micrometers.
This montage has really brought us up to date.
Whoa. And he builds a mini one. And oh my God. He just figured out.
And he still made it the fucking Mattel pink.
That's pretty baller.
He knows his kid's a little homo.
Well, he is kind of pissed off at the kid
for interrupting
him. But then, oh shit. Oh shit. Here we go. This is an early prototype test we're going to show you guys. Look at this motherfucking thing! This is the greatest thing ever!
Look my hoverboard in!
I mean, not so much, really. It's kind of lame, actually.
Yeah, the best part is when he has a compound fracture. Well, that's the greatest.
Yeah, it looks like he's really got to work it to get it moving, though. That's the only thing. This looks laborious as shit.
I don't think there's a lot of control
It
yet.
Doesn't look like it really does anything either. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I know.
It's like the hoverboard, he was fucking going over water, getting chased by fucking Biff's fucking
And the
kid.
Only reason this thing's even moving is because it's got like a weak-ass half pipe.
I grant you all that. This is an early prototype. They're going to explain it for you. That was just the inspirational video to show you that, you know.
Oh, my God, there's more?
Oh, my God, there is.
Hendo.
This is going to get you so much
Greg
more pumped.
Henderson.
And I'm Jill Henderson. We're the founders of Hendo. The Hendo hoverboard is something that has to be experienced in order to understand. Words cannot describe it.
They're pretty blown out. Right?
The underlying technology is totally scalable. We can make it really small. Really big.
Can you make it cool?
And solving for the problem of lift also revealed the solution for propulsion and control.
It's a fucking robot.
We're able to turn, move, drive around in any direction, drop up and down slopes, or do it all at once if we like.
Imagine a vehicle with all the freedom of a car and all the efficiency of a high-speed train.
Like a monorail?
With our hover engines, that is now possible.
The Hendo hoverboard is just the first step. It's a proof of concept.
It's a little shaky. Simplest path.
Has anybody just looked at it the other way and just said, it's fucking magnets. Magnets do that. Don't they?
They're just making it seem like they invented the
technology.
I don't know.
Everyone can understand.
It's a dream realized.
I want it to be real.
When you support our Kickstarter campaign, one of the options is the Hendo Developer Kit, the white box. Huh?
Inside, you'll find a hover engine that you can use to hover whatever you like.
You mean magnets?
You no longer need to be a scientist in a lab to be a part of building the future. By putting this technology in your hands, who knows what we can develop together?
A fucking cool hoverboard, because that shit was fucking lame.
Exactly.
Yeah, guy, they got to work on some design elements there.
This is the problem.
The product, like sometimes 10, 000, they let you down, right? Man.
But when he was on the half pipe, like his fucking, just as wishy-washy as that
was.
It
was
really
slow.
Hard to maneuver. But it was all in like the control area. They weren't doing it over like a gym floor or a sidewalk or fucking
you need the,
grass.
Like, you need to have that shit down underneath you.
You think it all has to be like aluminum or something pretty much, right?
He was like a human spirograph. He was just kind of like,
he was just like, "Day, look at me, I'm woohoo."
I mean, what do you even work out there? You're like your calves and shit, like your ankles.
It's not about working out. It's about hovering.
It is about hovering. They've lost the message. I feel like you guys, your technology sucks.
Come inside, Brian.
I want to know how much these people are asking for you to give.
I think it's like 10 grand, right?
For get you the hoverboard? Fucking white box?
I don't fucking know.
I saw one thing about this, and it wasn't this. This is much more polished of a video.
Polished? I don't know.
It is much more polished of the video. I saw a dude on it just kind of like
standing.
He was standing on it, but it, you know, there's similar no control to, what the kid was doing. To it. He was just kind of like sliding around. It wasn't on a half pipe. It was just like concrete floor.
Yeah, that even goes to show how powerful it is. They have like a fucking 40-pound, you know, 7-year-old on it, for Christ's sakes. Like, I'm a fucking 6'1", 185 pounds. Like, yeah,
we need like a grown-ass man on that
even
thing.
Even Marty McFly was, what, a buck 40, soaking wet?
It's true. It's true. He's like my size.
But I will say, this is the step for the Mattel board. It's all so going to happen 5 years from
we'll
now.
So
there better be
dead.
A sweet Mattel board.
We'll be
the
so
market.
Dead until it's cool.
Yeah, and you know what? People are going to be killing themselves like crazy on them when they start, you know, rolling them out.
Thankfully,
that prototype phase is going to be brutal. Yeah, Darwinism at
whatever.
Its best.
We sound like the, you know, conservative grandfathers that hated skateboarding now.
No, dude, if it was awesome, I would fucking, and I was rich, I would buy
no,
one
I'm
that
just
was
saying,
cool.
It'll get better, and people that actually know how to skateboard or like propel themselves on a moving surface will actually try it. It'll probably look cooler than
yeah, but you
that.
Can take a skateboard off a fucking half pipe anywhere. You know, they gotta break free of that.
I'm just saying they're probably not skateboarders.
Yeah,
it's
but you're
probably
calling
just
us out for like, what are you calling us like fuddy duddies? You calling us old fogies? I'm saying that fucking
just,
shit
well,
was weak sauce.
You don't
like
know.
We're playing fucking chess
I know,
in the
I
park
just saw
here.
It be weak sauce as shit.
Yeah, but that's the weak sauce. You wait 5 years and
no
it
way.
Won't be so much
no
weak
way.
Sauce. I don't know.
They'll spray paint it pink.
Yeah, right? Yeah, it's going to
be pink.
Hey, wait, this gun looks like the one 5 years ago?
And we can go over water for limited distances because that one only went limited distance.
In 5 years. In 5 years.
Flying cars, maybe.
I'll give it 10.
I was just listening to NPR. They were saying like even automated
that
cars like
happening.
Google have. But
yeah,
they were
we
even,
said that
it is happening.
They were putting estimates at like 20, 25 years. It would actually be... like a significant
wow.
amount. And even that significant amount was something in like the under 50%, you know, right, where right, there would
right.
be like
right.
that many cars that were automated.
Interesting.
It's going to happen. I think I don't know. I think we'll probably be we'll be around to see it. We'll be around to see it.
What do you got there, Ty? What are you showing?
Dougie Fresh sent a picture of a
hovercraft. Hovercraft. Yeah, that's different, though. That's a hovercraft.
I mean,
it's
look at the
craft.
Size of that thing, dude. It's got like jet
that's
engines on it.
Huge.
That looks like some Star Wars shit.
I think it's time for break.
That's what rich white people buy, man.
I think we're going on break.
Actually, or you can find that in sharper image, probably.
Dude, if
Sky
I'm
Mall.
Getting that,
Sky
I'm
Mall.
Just getting like...
it's a hoverboard.
I could just get a jet. I could get a jet ski, you know? I mean, that would be fun.
You know what that guy that's fucking badass? Have you seen those fucking... It's like a personal submarine that's like a dolphin.
Yes!
Dude, it's so badass. You can fucking tear
you jump
ass.
Out of
oh,
water
yeah.
and shit.
What?
Like, it's legit like James Bond shit.
You jump
like,
up and down
you could
and
buy
it
if you're rich.
Yeah.
You ride, do you ride it
dude,
like a
like,
bike? Or
you know
how
do you
ride
in it? It's, you're,
you
yeah,
sit
you're,
down in it.
No, I thought you were on it like a jet ski, but you're even like you're in it.
You're like laying down.
Yeah, 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 like
oh,
that.
And you're like, you're in a,
and,
encapsulated?
And it looks like a fucking dolphin,
position,
dude.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, dude,
yeah,
no
yeah.
bullshit.
That's rich white people
dude,
stuff.
Dude, and it's fucking, it tears ass in the fucking water, man. And it jumps out of the water and all that
jumps
other
out
shit.
Of the water.
It's like those water jet packs they have. Like
fucking submarine.
But that's even better.
Yeah,
dude.
Wow.
We sponsor you. We will
send us
yeah.
ones. We
yeah,
can try it out.
Send
we'll
us
spread
one
your word.
For a week.
You got to get on the sponsorship stuff, Owen.
Yeah, try and get a hoverboard so we can
send
break
them
it.
Some. Send them some stickers, man. They'll send us some stuff.
They'll send us some shit.
Fine.
I think it's that time, boys.
Fine.
I think it's that time. We're gonna take a little break. We're break gonna come back with and actually play the whole song. We'll play a little John Prime while we
there
were talking.
There it is.
Take him out.
Yeah. Good. Clay, you down for another few minutes after a little break?
Oh, yeah.
Stick around
nowhere.
For another few.
I ain't going nowhere.
Chilling with these boys. All right. Chat room will be back in like, you know how long. And fuck it if you don't know by now, then. Well,
exactly.
Now you're going to learn. So there.
It was suddenly, was suddenly, whoa.
Yay, hey, hey, hey there, folks.
Hey.
We're back.
Hello.
And this is the second segment of the Oh No Radio Show. Show number 160-something, I don't know.
Somewhere other in there. It's in there. It's probably 200.
They all blend together.
You know that already.
Speaking of that, remember last week I was telling you about my maybe a little over-the-top body grooming session?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
The manscaping, yeah.
Well, I got to tell you guys, this was the week that it did. It definitely bit me.
Gotcha.
It got me.
Chafe City?
Still not chafe.
No chafe?
No chafe.
The teeth of your trimmer caught you in the junk somewhere?
That is not what I'm saying at all, actually. I'm merely implying that I did a lot of, over-the-top landscaping, all right? I may have gone,
He scorched the earth.
I pretty much shaved everything off from here up.
Jesus.
Like, you know?
With a fucking...
Like a...
So you didn't go cream, you just went fucking...
No, a trimmer,
wow.
Right?
So you were Ken doll from waist down.
Like,
no, from waist
from
up.
Short line
waist up
to
you don't remember
line.
This
yeah come on
we talked about this
remember
you
I did
I try to forget
I did my
Owen
armpits
explaining
I did
his naked
my,
body to me Ty
swim.
Sorry
yeah no I did you my arm I did my armpits
relay team.
Are you and Michael Phelps hitting the pool after this?
This was last week's show, so I guess you just must have drifted off. I don't know.
Like I said, I just don't try to remember the times when you talk about your naked body.
Well, remember I was telling you about how I shave lying down?
All right, I'm remembering it now. Okay, oh, that's right.
Yeah.
You're weird and you lay down on a towel.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Yeah, what the fuck?
Right. Like we all do that.
Who does that shit? This guy. Yeah.
Nobody does that, actually. I don't think anybody in the world does
well,
that.
For the
women,
it's
women
for the
might
business.
Do that at some part of, like, when they go to the that, salon. It's definitely not, a towel involved in the salon.
Yeah, but
it's
laying,
not,
on,
it's
but
not
laying
for
on your back
part.
While
yourself.
Doing
it's for
it?
For treating yourself.
It started as like me getting rid of like this ridiculous bush that had just been had gone too far. So, yeah, and part of my routine is kind of lying down.
It was like Questlove down there.
And I took care of that, but then I started just getting a little more too involved, and I kind of like, oh, shit, well, now I got to get rid of that. And then all of a sudden, fucking...
All of a sudden, it was bare.
Otter boy.
Then I'm bare.
You're hairless.
I'm hairless.
Hairless pet.
But this was the week, though, that it came back...
To bite you. What do you mean by that?
That the... Now you start feeling like it growing back,
the
right?
Irritation.
And
in the
irritation
itch.
Of the itch.
See, I thought he'd have the itch quicker. If I were to do that, I would have been itching, you know, within hours.
Well,
I'd be like, oh.
I had a mild one, but like from the get go. But then it turned into
full blown.
Like,
see, you know,
ooh,
you know, what Whitey don't know about? Whitey don't know about lotion. Lotion, yo.
Yeah,
see,
you should lotion your body.
I should probably
Whitey
lotion up.
Why do you don't know about lotion? That shit'll take away.
Clay, are you a regular lotion
I
spreader?
Am not, dude, I have such like, I'm 31 years old and I have this skin of like a fucking 13-year-old. It's awful. So I've done a lot of like, the fuck makes my goddamn pasty ass white skin be awful? And I found all sorts of shit. But one reoccurring theme is every day you should moisturize with something that has an SPF.
See, but I'm naturally so greasy that that would be...
I jumped on that train too, honestly, though. You're right.
They've got... Then they have, like, the thing you should
have. I'm not on their
train. I'm not going to talk about this shit.
See, the only reason why I bring it up is you can get a tub of something in a squirt bottle, so when you're done laying down on a towel, huffing some, like, lavender-infused rag like it's chloroform, you can just lotion up real
nice. Lotion up nice and
get all that.
It puts the lotion on.
What's been happening, though, a lot lately is
get the boner when you're trimming. Yeah.
I need to get that so that I can thoroughly get all the areas correctly.
Yeah,
like, I need to get a slight chub.
If you're
so
just kind of stretching some hangout, it's hard.
Yeah, no. You got to get it like a little worked up so you can like get those folds of the skin that you can get on the sides of the shaft correctly that you can, you know.
Sounds like shoddy architecture down there.
You know what? You don't want to know.
God built us all different, child.
Oh shit!
Don't ask my wife; she's quite happy.
I'm sure it's a fucking paradise for her.
She's thumbs up in somewhere.
No, it's good. It's good times. It's
like
good times.
It's like picking blueberries to get to your dick.
Have you seen my good towel? No.
Oh, Ginger's shedding like a bitch today.
Oh my god!
Well, thanks for the update.
Yeah, well, no, what was I going to say, though? I fucking lost my train of thought.
It was bad. It itched.
It itched. Came back to bite you. Remember how it was?
Oh, yeah, no.
Yeah, literally.
Certain shirts I've been wearing, I'll notice. Like, this one's got, a heavy logo, so it doesn't really happen. But if it's, just a regular plain, Hanes t-shirt, I will feel the prickers, popping through the shirt. Have you ever experienced that? Where you can feel your hair, through...
So you're starting to get, a stubble
it's a
going.
Stubble.
So it's a harder,
more
bristly hair.
It's a bristle. Uh-oh. And you can hear it, see?
And this is the bless. This is now your curse. Now that you've gone down and shaved that thin, you gotta kind of. It's a new world now, man.
You gotta wait out the.
Fucking
the pain
no!
Period.
I don't know if I can.
Or
do
else
this
you're gonna
ever
just
again.
Be like a fucking werewolf and shit in a couple
become
weeks.
Hairy like all us men over here. You know.
I know, and I think I'm gonna let it grow back. I
never got the people that did the chest thing. I mean, I guess you're saying if you're an athlete or a swimmer, or if you just kind of want to look like an Abercrombie and Finch model, you do it. But that seems like so much work to have to.
You know what? You know what it mainly was that I had to do it. I mentioned this last week was the eyebrows I had growing over my nipples.
Who did you say? Who did you say it looked like? It was perfect.
Oh, it was Adam Carolla's eyebrows.
That was so good. Yeah.
Hey, a little vanity's not bad, man. I fucking, you know what I got to do? Because I fucking hate it. I tweeze right here. Unibrow.
Yeah.
Dude, me too.
I get some brutal ones,
I got
dude.
It right now, actually.
I don't tweeze, but I do the shave.
I do the shave, too.
The quick shave in between.
Now,
do you
pull the nose hairs or you clip them?
Dude, that's
I got a nose hair thing.
I trim. I
pull them.
Those are awesome. Those little things you just stick up there like a little
weed whacker for your nose. Dude, I used to have one of those, and it worked all right, but then it just...
Yeah, but then you started using it on your pubes, dude.
No. I never did that. Not with the nose hair trimmer, no. Not
with need
that
something
one.
More heavy.
That would catch.
But I just pull those fuckers
ooh,
up, and I
dude,
just grab them
I tried
by
doing
the,
that. It's
by
like instant watery eyes.
Wow.
You get used to it. There's too
it's
much.
It's painful, dude.
There's too much.
It's painful. I don't like it.
It's too many.
Got to snip it at the root.
Overrun up there. I got to fucking bring in the heavy artillery.
And then you look at old men walking around. I saw this old guy walking.
Yeah.
I have never seen. Okay, it's
ear hair.
The
thank
ear
you.
Hair.
Earlobe
yeah.
hair is
yeah.
out of control, man.
Ear hair is nuts.
There was this guy at Publix. I had literally stopped, and my girlfriend was like, "What are you doing?" I'm like, "You need to look at this man." I'm proud. If he saw me, I was pointing at his giant. I'm talking a tuft of ear hair. It was crazy, but it was maybe he battled it, cutting it for a while, but he gave up
he
now
because
that
up.
Thing was alive.
Dude, it's like the dudes that have
crazy, dude. I bet you.
Okay, you see those videos History Channel shit of the guy he's the professor that's 70 something years old going he's probably maybe 80 but he's still sharp as a whip but he's got the sideburns
I love that
and it's just the frizz of hair and the sideburns and. But it's not well kempt. It's not. It's just
right.
what it
They're
is.
There.
What it is.
Interesting. Yeah.
No one ever says to
the
dude the
fezzy wig.
You ever think you might want to just do something with that?
If you can pull it off, that's awesome. And I've met people that pull crazy looking hair, facial hair shit off. But sometimes it just looks like you're lazy.
That's what some of these guys
dude,
look
when
like.
You're old too. It's like they don't even give a shit. Old people just don't.
No,
or unless
they
have enough faculty, or if that's the look the dude is pulling for, you know what I mean? If he really wants his fucking
you go
shit,
for it.
Yeah. If that's it, then that's his choice that he's making. But the other thing is, they don't give a fuck.
Yeah, they fuck it. Mm. You know what? They woke up and they weren't dead.
They can't hear already.
It doesn't matter.
They either don't give a fuck or they give so much of a fuck. I can remember before my grandmother passed away, before her her hands got real arthritic and shit. Her lipstick would always look it was off. You know what I mean? Yeah. My mom had to take a fucking Kleenex and clean her up. And she's like, I got it. I got it, Donna. And she's like, coming off a good inch. Sorry, Nani. You just got to clean you up a little bit.
It's awesome. Now, as torturous as that is, are you guys into Halloween?
I like it.
I'm over it, to be honest with you.
Yeah, I'm kind of sick of it, but I still like it.
It's every holiday and every... Fucking! So, it's so just corporate. Everything's
a little ridiculous.
I'm not into any holidays.
Yeah,
I'm not into my
call.
Birthday. I'm not into. Yeah. I'm fucking a bitter cunt.
Yeah.
I'm not into anything.
I obviously...
It's a cash cow, man. That's all fucking Halloween is now.
I have one good Halloween memory. I used to live in Austin, Texas. I was downtown on 6th Street. It's real fucking trippy and big. If you guys have ever seen the anime Spirited Away. Spirited Away.
But of course.
There's the greed monster, no face, the fucking...
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I'm tripping on mushrooms, walking down 6th Street, and some dude, he must have built a rig where it was like the no face was coming off his shoulder, so he was like 8 feet tall, at least, I'm guessing, even with the mushrooms. And as I'm freaking out, and I was the dude from Memento, so I just had my girlfriend at the time, like, marker tattoos on me, tripping face, sweating in the Texas October night. It was like, this is the greatest Halloween ever, it's awesome. And I was like, awesome costume. And the fucking dude just, like, nodded, just like the fucking thing in the anime. So I can't top that. So now I'm over.
So now, yeah.
Now I'm over Halloween.
I worked at the factory so long where it's become such a heavy, you know, thing in my life that... It's ruined all aspects of, like, I don't know, you know, the whole experience.
Yeah.
Because you get it in such indulgence.
They cram it down your throat at the factory. Obviously.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And what it comes down to is, like, you know, I don't want to go through another haunted house or what have you and all that. Now,
that blows my mind. The whole Halloween Horror Nights thing is, like, it is a fucking amusement park within an amusement park, you know, like the price point on a fucking haunted house now, it's like it's insane, man. Like, well, especially down in Florida,
all across
everybody competes to do that now.
The reason I am bringing it up because of this this thing I heard about, which is apparently the most intense Halloween experience
ever.
And this shit is ever. Just this shit is for sadomasochists or something. This is this is on a different level.
The 4-hour one, the 2-hour one, whatever the fuck it is.
It's very long. Yeah. It's called McCamey Manor. That's M C K A M E.
Oh, from the Manor. Connecticut McCaneys. Yes.
Okay. Indeed. I don't know.
Any relation to the New England McCaneys?
They were big in salt mining. And pumpkin, strangely enough. Halloween theme.
But this, yes, it does keep you in this house for a very long time.
Is
and
it
they
scored
have
by Thriller?
It's already frightening.
It's already very frightening. And they're allowed to kind of, like, touch you and punish you.
Punish you?
Oh, yeah. Just you watch the right, fucking sadistic nature.
Let's
of
watch
this
the
shit.
Sizzle reel.
Brady McDonald, LA Times. As you can see, I'm bloody, soaking wet, and terrified.
And terrified, yes.
I'd like to say I've seen it all.
Yeah.
That's how we're starting
from
here.
From the mundane to the
and
extreme.
And it's a haunted house.
But I've never experienced anything like the McCamey Manor.
The McCamey Manor.
Nobody's scared! Yeah, you're all alone!
Stop touching!
That's my popular demand.
I need to go to this.
That was awesome.
What?
The shitter exploded on me. No!
What did they get you for a ticket price on that?
Here's the thing. It's free.
Oh, yeah. That's
it is
the kicker.
Free. I mean, we have to explain some of the things. I mean, it's in these snapshots that we have
seen.
There's
a lot of people screaming.
A lot of people screaming, but a lot of
it's
torturous.
It's free for your, you know.
Okay, some dude's getting
your signature on a piece of paper. Says
yeah, some dude's getting tape wrapped around
his mouth.
His
fucking
mouth. He was in like a fucking, basically a bird cage being fed something.
Throwing it
like
up.
Throwing it up.
Some like getting nuzzled while you're in a coffin.
Already, it's like if Halloween Horror Nights molested you, that would be the experience.
Yeah,
that this,
this
is holy
basically
shit.
We're allowed to
holy
grab
fuck.
You, tie you up, fucking gag you, fucking do whatever the fuck we want, pour shit on you.
All right, continue.
Let me out!
What?
Help me!
was that?
It was a puppy.
The puppy. No one under 18 years of age allowed. Open weekends.
I actually would be like really intrigued to work there.
Year round.
I can't hold it right. Leave that puppy out of here now.
Oh.
God, this is fantastic.
Now we have people being sucked into couches.
Guys, make him squeal like a pig. That's what that looks like.
You better listen.
Oh, I would. Oh, I need to go to this. Oh, I would fuck with these people so hard. This, are you kidding me? This is nothing. I bomb on stage so many times. This is fucking nothing. I would not give them an inch, man. I wouldn't give them anything. I would fucking love to go to that. I got to get a job on fucking Vice.
How would you play it? How would you? Yeah, I want to ask. How would you play it?
2 hours? Oh, dude. Well, obviously, they're making, like, we've seen a lot of shit, listeners. If you haven't, if we can describe someone else.
It's been plenty of shit.
Yeah, like flopping like a fish. They're in a fucking kiddie pool being told to flop like a fish. There's some dude just yelling at them. He got hit with something, which I guess that would fucking be the hardest
thing.
The one
dude like tackled that person.
Yes.
Very hands on.
Very hands on.
Which I would also fucking wouldn't mind because I would definitely retaliate. Like, I wouldn't give a shit.
Yeah, I don't know what the rules on that are. I feel like if you're doing it, you sign away the right to be able to.
Yeah, well, then I'll let the courts decide that. Because my plan is I'm going to fuck with them so hard that they're going to do some breach of contract shit. You know?
Yeah. True.
Because dude, I could just laugh at them because it's not real. It's not.
No, it's not.
Real.
It's a total sham.
There's one lady. She was like, "Make it stop! Make it stop!" She's in like a head
fake cage
with like,
fake snakes.
Come on.
I think people just get caught up in the moment like, too. You know, like all these other random people are screaming at you. Like people just feel like they follow suit and join in, and you know, with the choir.
Oh, I would love to do that. I would fucking. I gotta contact Vice.com and
yeah, you should.
We'll do an
undercover. Oh,
nah, you're on Ono Radio Show, man.
You got funds for that? You got first class tickets?
You need to sell more stickers on.
Yeah.
Somebody donate. Hit the donate button.
Hit the donate button.
That's right.
Send this to the McCainy man.
Yo, Craigslist serial killer. Take some of those gold fillings you stole out of people's mouths and fucking pawn that shit. Give me some money to go give you some entertainment on the internet.
That's right.
Yeah, because the best part would be to go to the point where they were the people broke character and were like, "Oh my god, are you okay? Are you fine?" Because that's when you would truly win. You'd just be like, "You piece of shit!
Oh, you suck at
your
job.
You suck at your fucking job. I win." You know what? Everybody, turn the lights on. This shit's over.
Yep, we're out. Oh man, I would love to go to that.
Yeah, me just too. The people.
Where
just
is
the
it?
People
you know?
Riding.
You know
people?
Yeah, it's San. I think it's San Francisco.
Yeah, that seems kind of like a San Francisco
thing. I don't know. It might be.
I look at it says like no one under 18 years old. It's like you can either buy alcohol or die for your country or come to this haunted house.
I know.
That's the stakes they put on it.
Must be this tall to be harassed on this ride.
Right? Yeah.
Oh, man. I bet there's a bunch. Dude, I bet there's a bunch of those workers grabbing titty. Of those workers are grabbing titty.
They're grabbing
titty. That's why you're working there. Yeah. That's why they're working for free.
If you were a person that worked that job that kind of liked it, boy, you're in the right job, man. You could just be like talking mad shit to people.
Oh, man, it'd be great.
I want to be in the smoking section.
Grabbing people's face. I mean, they break that comfort zone fast, which is great.
You do that shit where you fucking like grab a handful of hair and just make the scissor cutting noise and then hold like fucking wig parts in front of them. Like, Lou, you're fucking ugly. You're uglier than you were. Just fuck with them.
There you go. That's perfect. We could think of a lot of awful things to do.
It was something I just remembered that I wanted to ask Clay from the top of the show, actually.
Holla.
And it's you're in the comedy scene, obviously. You stand up, you know, how many ever nights a week you choose to do it sounds like.
Well, yeah, dude, I try to get booked every week. I've been good run there. I've been booked for the weekends. And then, one of them's out by UCF, and that's just, like, juice not worth the squeeze, driving out that far.
Do you know about this Facebook hoax that went around about Louis C.K.?
I was standing right there.
Oh, yeah.
I know the whole story.
It was witness.
Okay, so it was a hoax that went around, and it went a little far, but... It was that oh my God, Louis C.K. has come to Orlando, and he did a set at Spacebar, and this is amazing.
I'm so glad. Like, my buddy's gonna love that. This like
it's spread this far. Yeah. No, it spread amongst my community fairly decently, but I was very quickly told by my community that it's bullshit.
I've got the inside scoop. I was there for the play by scoop. Literally the play by play.
Let's do it then.
So for the listeners, a couple weeks ago, maybe like 3 weeks ago, my buddy posted to Facebook a picture of Louis C.K. doing stand up at a bar and said
could be anywhere
and said Louis it was just the right height where you couldn't tell if there was a stage or was a floor and it was dark enough where you could just make him out and blah blah blah, blah. So he posted this picture of Louis C.K. and said Louis C.K. is in Orlando, this is what you get for this is what you're missing out in the fucking Orlando for not coming out supporting comedy, blah blah, blah.
Right,
so that got, as you said, very viral, and people were, it was all a buzz for a second there. And this was all perpetrated by my buddy, Alex Luchin, who you should follow at Twitter at Brunch with Alex, at Brunch with Alex, plug everybody. So here's the story. We did, at the end of September, we did the Orlando Indie Comedy Fest, which was a great turnout. A bunch of local comics put together. We got Kyle Kinane to headline. He's the voice of Comedy Central and other bullshit. Great success. Couple of the comics who came, Joe Cardosi and Andrew Polk, are from New Orleans. Really funny guys, really cool. We all hung out and chilled. Louis C.K. now is, or I don't know if it's wrapped or not, is filming a movie in New Orleans.
Right.
While he's in New Orleans, he went out to the couple of the open mics that Joe Cardosi and Andrew Polk run.
Mm-hmm.
They took this picture of Louis C.K. and posted it to Facebook and said, this is what you're missing out on by not supporting New Orleans stand-up comedy. So literally that, like, either that it was either that day or it was maybe a couple days later, I really can't remember, but my buddy Alex, we're standing at Spacebar and we're outside just goofing, and he turns his phone to me and it's that picture and basically the same thing that Joe and Andrew said but applying it to Orlando. And I was like, oh dude, that's so fucking funny.
Just do it.
So boom. So he hit send, and then it came. It became what it did. And I guess some people got like butthurt over it.
Yeah, I wasn't butthurt. I was disappointed that he wasn't here. Right, that was the only thing I was butthurt about. Right. But I mean, I saw the comedy in the whole thing, and I saw the message in the whole thing. Yeah, get people out. At the end of the day, You should be out there because you know what? You could see the next Louis C.K. Before your eyes, but you don't know it. And
my buddy, even Alex, he even like posted after that, like went, got a bunch of fucking comments and a bunch of likes and a bunch of shares. He even like stickied a post or whatever that said, hey, everybody, yes, this is this, but also this is. And he wasn't necessarily like apologizing. Like he wasn't saying, I'm sorry. He might have said that. I don't know. Fucking John Lennon, that shit. Don't apologize for being bigger than the Beatles, goddammit.
Yeah.
But he basically was just like, it was a fucking joke. And at the very least, like now you guys are a little more aware about fucking stand up in Orlando. Like it was totally
brought awareness.
When I was literally, standing there when he was typing it, and I didn't think anything. I didn't think anybody was going to fucking, because one dude was saying, like, this is what
it was
weird.
The way he tagged it. It was if you were friends with almost anybody that's in the comedy scene in Orlando to a certain degree, you got it. It popped up on your feed,
which I thought made sense.
It was the way he did it that made it work.
I didn't see it that night, but I saw it in the morning, and I remember
the one that connected me to it was Ross Padgett.
Yeah,
right.
Who's also been on this show.
Well, he was also tagged on it, right? He was tagged on the post.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. That's what connect. Yeah.
You see
that's
it
how
when it comes up in your
anyways,
feed.
Because I
he
saw
was
it
tagged
in, the morning.
In this. Like I saw it, and you know, Facebook is now. It's all willy nilly with just fucking
it's
like
ridiculous.
Yeah, I can't even really figure it out at all anymore.
One thing that like did throw me though was somebody said one of the comments was this, like Louis C.K. wouldn't like you using his name like this to do that. And my my argument to that is like, what the fuck do you know what Louis C.K. thinks about
anything? You know what?
That's what it is, though, too, is
the fact that the only way the story is sort of believable is that it's kind of Louis C.K. and he is known to just get up and do stuff. He's one of those comics that
you know, like, I don't know if it's keeping off ring rust or whatever
it
is.
Oh, yeah, dude.
But
he goes up all the time. That's what you got to do, man. You got to go up.
Yeah, yeah, he's always
and
working.
He's prolific, dude. He is so fucking prolific. It's insane.
He's brilliant.
It's insane.
We know that.
Yeah, it's insane.
But that's what I'm saying is that why would Louis would laugh at it. He would enjoy it. He knew the backstory
and everything. You know, yeah.
I mean, it was just the funniest thing that I it's just you asking me that question. I can just picture back where he turned his phone to me, and I was just like, "Yeah, dude." And then for it to have done what it did, it's like mission accomplished in my eyes. You know,
what
I mean?
Absolutely. But it's not like
the pot.
Here's the difference: if it was an actual like. It was rumored by a couple of people to be like perpetrated by a bar, you know.
I don't know.
And it was rumored to be that way. Oh, they're just doing this so that they get more people there. And I didn't believe that at the time.
I'm telling you, I'm 1 degree Kevin Bacon of this shit.
And I believe you. I believe your story. Yours makes complete sense.
But I still bet Tommy Mott, the owner of that establishment, still gave his thumbs up to the whole thing.
Oh yeah, hopefully, yeah. Hopefully, give it a little buzz.
I mean, at the end of the day, though, no one's directly profiting from using Louis C.K.'s name. So what the fuck, you know?
I think it's just funny, too, that people – I think one of the things, again, like the negativity out of it is because people felt duped. Like they didn't see – I guess it's weird because I'm having a hard time being objective to it because I was right there. So I don't feel, I guess, cheated. But even then, these people who are saying like, oh, man, this fucking sucks and it's not true. It's like, well, then where the fuck
well, you
are
know
you?
What?
Like, the whole point is like, where the fuck were you? Like, you
to know
only
if
care
it was
about,
real or not.
No, but it's like, yeah, like you only care because it's him. You don't care about, you know, like actual stand-up comedy. You just care because it's somebody famous.
And if there
you know
was
I mean? So
more
like,
of us, and
like,
if there was a bigger scene because you supported the comics here, Louis C.K. might actually
we had
be
Kyle
Kinane to stop.
Yeah.
Bye.
We had the
you
voice
know?
Of Comedy Central. He was just here. So, you know, we're doing all right. We're building. We're building.
No. I think Orlando can be a really good comedic town. I mean, I love Pedro Lima.
He's a good buddy of mine.
Great comedian. I mean, a lot of that, you know, Tom Murphy.
Oh, dude, another good friend of mine.
Yeah. Tom's great.
Tom's a fucking riot, dude. He's so fucking funny.
I see him all the time at the factory.
At the factory, I was just going to say, he's given me a couple stories from that place. He's laugh out loud.
Our worlds are strangely interconnected because I know a lot of that.
All our worlds are strangely.
Isn't it just that case? But Orlando is a small entertainment community, and I think part of what I was saying is I see the ability for it to become a really cool creative town.
Yeah, I shook hands with Louis C.K., you know? He was just here.
Yeah. We totally partied. gosh. I don't know. I don't know if I have anything more tonight.
Nothing more clippy clippies?
I don't know.
Nothing more
I don't
fodder?
Think I don't
sputtering
have,
out?
I don't have any fodder. I don't got any clippy clippies.
Manscaping stories?
You were sending stuff the other day about Fappy the Dolphin, which I just
fucking
found out
Fappy.
To be
oh,
just
Fappy?
Complete,
it's a hoax.
Completely a hoax.
Yeah,
but
it's a good
it's
hoax.
Fun. It's fun all the same. But I hadn't really heard of it. I like the fact that part of the Fappy the Dolphin, which is a fake anti-masturbation campaign, if you
I have not
aware.
Seen Fappy the Dolphin.
Dude, I don't understand.
I can't even really describe
trolling.
What it is. It's just some, like...
Trolling became a professional thing all of a sudden, and Fappy was a part of it.
It's like
religious crusade against masturbation. They make fun of that, but then they make it be like the mascot's this giant dolphin costume.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not, so it's not like a
It's making fun of the that kind of crusade, but
it's
totally
chicken
fake.
Club, so it's not
because they're
it's
also
not
partnered.
Club. Yeah, it's not,
and they're also partnered with Monsanto.
Oh, there
just,
we go.
Just to, they're you know they're
see
all
what they did there.
Do we know that Chicken Club is for real,
dude? Chicken Club is for real.
Pretty fucking
dude,
looked
dude,
pretty
it's
fucking legit.
I'm pretty sure it is, but still, that could be a
that is real.
Yeah,
that is real.
It's not moon landing debatable. That shit's real. Chicken Club is for real.
Whereas with Fappy the.
It was rear projection.
Stanley
Kubrick filmed it.
Whereas with Fappy the Dolphin, the funniest part of the myth and the trolling, I think, is that Michael Moore was going to be making a documentary on Fappy the Dolphin.
What the fuck?
That was the part that I'm like, all right, hang on here.
Yeah, I did read that. And
that sounds like way too good of a story for Michael
Moore. I don't think he's
going
to make it. I think he's going to put it in. to one of the things he's making. I don't think it's like he's making the Fappy documentary. Michael Moore's got bigger fish to fry. Oh. No pun intended.
Fapping for Columbine.
Fapping for Columbine, yes.
Fappening for Columbine, yeah.
He has been dormant for a while. I haven't seen a loudmouth Michael Moore.
Was it
It's been long enough.
It's been long.
Yeah. What do you well, the last
Sicko,
thing,
maybe?
Was it Fahrenheit 9/11? Really that long?
No, it's
been
after
that long?
That,
what do you do? Something about...
What was the one with
Sicko.
The healthcare?
That was Sicko. That's what I'm saying.
Fappo. Yeah. It would be pretty fitting nowadays, I think, with like Fapgate and just all the... I mean, fapping's a thing. It's a big deal.
You know what else is a thing? You ruining my goddamn carpets. Look at your feet. Last week, remember he had all those them dirty ass shoes?
My feet are perfectly fine. The last time I was wearing dress shoes,
No.
He was.
No. Look at the carpet. I want to see what you did. I want you to see.
I just
want to
look at my shit. Make
That's
sure.
all you right there, my friend. I left it.
You,
I didn't even...
I look pretty good.
Dark ass stains are from my shoes.
That's all you, man.
Okay, I'm not paying for a carpet clean. Because these stains are unidentified.
Resolve.
Man.
Just get a can of Resolve. Spray that shit.
Yeah.
Let it set.
You bet. You can warm water dab that with a cloth, dude.
Is that right?
Yep.
No, don't use water.
You want to come do
water.
It tomorrow? I've got some other plans.
Get on Craigslist and get someone to come.
I'll
do
leave
it.
You a key. Speaking of that guy, my Craigslist.
Did he come back?
He not only came back.
He's got the neighborhood, right?
He's getting the neighborhood because this guy.
This guy is kind of a con artist.
Well, I've learned this because my lawn did not need mowing, and I get a knock on my door.
I mowed your lawn.
Oh. And I'm running late for work. Like, I've got like 5 minutes to get out of the house, which is a pretty common occasion with me. I'm a usual like get out of late bed, like fucking shit, leave it till the last minute. Well, yeah, usually that.
I need more towel time to lay down.
Tripping over hair piles of your own hair.
So I'm getting ready and I'm locking up, and even by like halfway the point of me getting ready, he's already got the new lawnmower started. Now this is after last week he told me that he had a lawnmower problem after he had his accident, and that he was going to be selling parts of his. This guy used to ride around on a scooter, which had a trailer with his lawnmower. He got an accident on his scooter,
awesome.
And all his lawnmower equipment fucking flew over with him.
But now he's able-bodied enough to mow your lawn.
Now he has traded in all the bits and parts
for an exoskeleton. What the fuck?
For a ride on
for
lawnmower.
John fucking Deere.
For a fucking ride on lawnmower.
Damn right.
So I think he had just got it like either the night before. Like he was itching to use
Did
it.
Did he try to up the price because of the riding lawnmower? He's like, it's a
little
bit
more
premium.
Did you just tell
him
I don't need my fucking lawn mowed right now?
My lawn just got fucking mowed with this guy.
Against your consent?
Against my consent. And now I'm like, dodging this guy. I'm like, nah, man. Like, you ain't getting
just
your
said,
money
like,
until the next
problem.
Time I need
Dude,
my lawn
even,
being mowed.
And you don't even need to get your lawn. It's October. That shit's not going to fucking grow. I got a good one.
Well, this is just it. He's just bought the fucking lawnmower.
We'll
so now he's trying to
shut
squeeze
him down.
The money.
Yeah, I got to shut him down.
Shut him down.
I got to shut him down, don't I?
I had a great one.
This
man.
Is Vinny, though, man. It's fucking Vinny.
You got to shut Vinny down.
Yeah, shut it
down.
Dude, fucking, I had the house next door to the house I rent is for sale, and it's a very nice house. It's like all redone. It's fucking really well. My house that I rent, piece of shit. My fucking landlords live halfway around the world. It's a pain in the ass to get anything taken
care
of.
Yeah, it sucks.
So there was the guy who was mowing like the row of houses where I live, right? And one day I went out and I was like, hey, man, I only need my lawn mowed like every 2 weeks. You know, I don't need it mowed every week. And he comes back with me with, well, you know, it's just harder for me to, you know, do that every two
That's
weeks.
That's the same thing Vinny said
so,
to me.
So I said to
Poor
him,
shit.
So I said to him, okay, never mind. I don't want you to mow my lawn anymore. And he says, oh, but no, I can. I was like, no, dude, we're good. So I took the money that I was paying him to mow the lawn and put it into a lawnmower fund and just let my lawn grow. And one day, because the people who are trying to sell the house next to me, they don't live
there. They don't live. They live somewhere that's. I only see them like once a week when they come in to fucking check to see if the pool got broken into again or whatever the fuck. So the times that I've seen them, like in these subsequent weeks where I'm putting away the money for like, to buy myself a lawnmower, my lawn is just getting larger and larger. So one day I finally like our paths cross where I come out and the guy's out there.
You stumble through the weeds and
he fucking gives me this death stare like fucking what the fuck, but he doesn't say anything because when I first moved in I waved to him and he didn't wave back, so from right there I was like fuck you.
Oh, yeah.
Right there we could have this all could have been settled
if you
so
just
easy.
Would have just even given me the half wave, just like hey man, like, hey.
The nod even
the nod yeah.
So then shortly thereafter I finally get the mower and I look up on how to make your lawn look like a golf course, like how to do it good because my lawn is so long. Yeah, that made sense. I know that I need to cut it more than once so it doesn't get all fucking jammed up.
Yeah.
So there, you need like a special piece, but you can do it in a way like if you cut it one way, then cut it this other way. You can kind of give it this checkerboard pattern. So I fucking after my lawn is super long, I know I got to cut it like twice. So I cut it in the way where it puts this nice pattern in my lawn. The next time he came over, he's looking on from his property onto the thing like, what the fuck? Like he's wondering why my lawn is better looking than his lawn after looking like shit for so long. I was like, you motherfucker!
Yeah. I just owned you.
You piece of shit! The lawn con. That's the lawn con. It's the long.
Nice.
It's a little. This is what happens when you get like over 30. You literally like, I'm gonna fucking get my revenge by mowing my lawn.
The Ponderosa, baby. Yeah.
Guys, I think that's a good way to end the show. To be perfectly honest with you, I think that's a good story to go out.
Hey, thank you very much for having me. I'm gonna plug my Twitter. It's at Clayboy.
I was gonna tell you when it was time for you to plug shit. Clay,
talking about the guy that just got
Twitter. I was
gonna
give you
today.
That opportunity.
Oh, then
and now you just ruined it. You just ruined it for me.
Literally today,
you ruined all my hosting.
He's excited because he gets to plug his Twitter today.
Oh, plug your Twitter. Plug it.
Oh, I'm
with your
one
follower
at that damn Limey. I can't even say it right. It's the same as my Instagram.
That wasn't taken yet. That damn Limey wasn't taken yet.
At that damn Limey. Yeah,
that's a decent one. I'm sorry that hasn't been taken.
Yeah. That's my Instagram as well.
He didn't take any of our recommendations.
Yeah,
you're at my mouth, your pleasure.
That was the good one. You should have gone with that.
You should have, dude.
Uh-huh.
Come on.
What we do really need to promote is ours, which is at the real ONRS.
Yeah,
but okay. Now you can do it.
Now it's
Clay's is a lot funnier than the owner.
No, yeah. I just want. Hey, first of all, I'm not gonna say I'm sorry for hijacking your fucking hosting. I'm gonna say thank you for having me on here. Thank you very much. I had a fucking blast. This is great. I'd love to come back. My podcast with my friends Nick Pupo and Tom Feeney is Stand Up Close and Personal. That's on the iTunes.
Yeah, I got it on the iTunes.
That's on iTunes.
Do you have a website?
We run it through SoundCloud, so don't even worry about that. We're not that put together.
So you don't have a
we're
site.
We're not legitimate.
Site.
No, we're not legit. It's like at fucking
iTunes,
but you're on Facebook or are
yeah,
you?
Yeah,
or?
We're at Facebook at Stand Up Close and Personal at Facebook, and my Twitter personally is at Clayboy at Night. Yo, Craigslist serial killer, you got my fucking Ted Bundy shout out. I say funny shit every day. Follow my ass.
Yeah,
that's right.
Is Craigslist on?
Craigslist
Twitter?
Remains strong.
He
Bender was in and out.
He's a creep.
Yeah, thank you guys. This was fucking badass, man. Great
dude,
time.
Thanks, bro.
Yeah, no, thank you. Great time.
It's more than a pleasure having
pleasure.
You.
Pleasure.
You're welcome to come back anytime. Holla. Sit in that seat, motherfucker.
I will.
You can dance the dance with me
little beasties.
Me and these guys.
The Bista.
Tom, you got anything this week?
I got nothing, but this has been real.
Fair enough.
Super real.
At Eyes View Media, motherfuckers.
Oh.
Yeah, not that Twitter. I have my own Twitter. You can.
Yeah, it's put penises
don't be combining
all over
my business with
one.
Me, man. All right. Come on now. I got to keep that separate.
I'll bleed that out. Ty, you got anything?
Brother man, no.
Nah?
It's been a good week. I'm glad we had this sexual moment.
No, it was good.
It was very sexual.
It was good.
Super
it was good.
Sexual.
It was good times. Well, we gotta say it, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah.
Eat a bag of dicks.
Love that reverb.
Oh, that's another fucking Twilight Zone moment.
Gotta eat a bag.